Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On night two of their national convention, the Democrats spent more time introducing the country to Kamala Harris. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is at the United Center in Chicago.
Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, making the case for his wife, telling the crowd she has the ability to fight for the country with passion and positivity. Then Michelle Obama took the stage, calling out former President Donald Trump for the attacks he made on her and her husband. Former President Barack Obama closing out the night, slamming former President Trump. Before energizing the crowd with a vision of Kamala Harris leading the fight for working Americans.
Running mate Tim Walz will speak tonight, and so will former President Bill Clinton. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in Michigan, talking about crime. He and running mate J.D. Vance will be in North Carolina today for a joint appearance. A judge in Texas ruling that the FTC does not have the power to ban non-competes, those contracts that prevent workers from switching jobs or launching competing businesses. This is ABC News. Some new help from the FBI for Americans hoping to dodge scammers.
Data from the FBI shows the first 5 months of this year, Americans lost $1.6 billion in scams, saying it's, quote, one of the most devastating violations the FBI worked due to the number of victims and losses. Now, the agency's Criminal Cyber Response and Services branch is rolling out the Take a Beat campaign to share information on signs of scams and how to report them. One of the most common tactics, officials said, is the false sense of urgency scammers will employ. The campaign telling people to resist the pressure to act quickly and assess. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
It's a tale of two countries when it comes to the weather. In the Northeast, it'll be almost fall-like, but head southwest and the oven goes into overdrive. Dangerous heat in the forecast where places like San Antonio and Abilene, Texas, as well as Roswell, New Mexico, could see record highs over 100 degrees. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burrow. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Burrow.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris rallied a crowd of thousands at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum Tuesday night.
We're not going back. We will move forward. Just like Wisconsin state motto tells us, forward!
Her speech was streamed to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And earlier in the day, a visit from the Trump-Vance campaign, Republican nominee for Vice President J.D. Vance, came to Kenosha.
We are going to end sanctuary cities in this country. We're going to bring back pro-law enforcement cities. We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
We're now 2.5 months away from the election, so no doubt we'll keep seeing lots of each campaign here in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Packers prepare for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' final week of training camp ends with a joint practice session against the Ravens this Thursday, and then their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Does the team need to bounce back after their struggles in Denver? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Knowing that that was a top defense in the league last year, you know, just really seeing how we match up and just executing well and, you know, just giving all the effort we got no matter what. So that's our mindset and goal.
In golf, the Wisconsin State Open continues today in Minocqua. Round two ending in a three-way tie. tie. Max Lyons, Adam Miller, Sam Weatherhead atop the leaderboard. Baseball, the Brewers won their sixth in a row last night with a 3-2 win over the Cards in St. Louis. Frankie Montas allowing only one hit in seven innings, but the unsung hero was catcher William Contreras. Pat Murphy.
William, you got to give William a lot of credit. He had a great game tonight. Both sides of the ball, he was great. He really got Frankie going, too. I thought he called a great game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement at 11:33. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Place to be. WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM. See how I'm fitting that in?
I got you.
I got it.
It's good.
Real, I like that.
Real pro, right?
You are.
That's amazing. Yeah. I stand in awe of you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sitting. But 6 minutes past the hour.
Yes.
And 55 degrees to start things out. Highs in the mid 70s today. Got some Upper Dells boat tickets to give away here. Let's get the text line going. The number to text is 608-879-8255. The keyword, if you want to win a pair of Upper Dells boat tickets, the keyword is upper. Right, Sam? Upper.
That's right.
U-P-P-E-R. Upper.
That's
so
right.
Upper Dells boat tour. So keyword is upper. Not just
is there something bad about the Lower Dells?
No.
That there's not a boat tour there?
There is a boat tour there.
Oh.
But the Upper Dells is one tour. The other tour is the Lower Dells boat. You can take both tours together, or you can
choose
one.
But these tickets are
one.
Only for the upper tour.
That is correct, sir.
I see.
Yep. And it's rain or shine there, Upper Dells boat tours. And if you text us the word upper at the end of the hour, we will select a winner and we'll let you know. Okay.
It sounds like you've been upper. On a few of these upper and lower
yes.
boat tours,
the
have
upper,
you?
Yeah, the Upper Dells boat tour. You get off of the
more,
boats.
More cliffs?
There are lots of Dells cliffs, yes, that you see. And also you get off the boat two or three times, walk around in some of the areas there that are just beautiful and scenic. It really is wonderfully relaxing and enjoyable. Okay.
A few people have been lost along the way.
Nobody's been lost along the way. No. What are you doing? Anyway, text the word to us.
Right.
Upper 608-879-8255 or use your Civic Media app and you can text us right
there. We've got a few big stories to get to, but first, let's go to Chicago, the DNC, and Terry Bell.
Terry Bell joins us this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
Doing well. How are you?
A little tired, a little sleep deprived, but, you know, that's what I signed up for, so that's okay.
You were up late last night
because
things went into the night at the DNC.
As usual.
Right.
Well, they did, and, you know, tonight was, or I should say last night was pretty novel because I like to say you got two DNCs for the price of one. There was the Chicago, obviously, and then the big rally last night in Milwaukee, where the vice president and running mate were speaking. So kind of doubled the size of the DNC for a few hours. It was pretty remarkable that way. I'm not aware of any precedent for this sort of thing.
I was really surprised. I mean, it was so huge and such a great event combining the two. It was exciting, actually, to watch something like that. It's so well coordinated.
Right.
And people there were pretty excited, too. to a person, everyone I ask about, because I'm down in Chicago, so I didn't really get to see what was happening in Milwaukee, except for on my computer monitor. Mm-hmm. But the people I talk to say the energy was incredibly high in Milwaukee, as it was in Chicago last night, because, my goodness, former President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama both spoke, and at moments, you know, you would have thought the Chicago Blackhawks had just won the Stanley Cup.
Which, a lot of excitement.
The decibels were off the chart. Yeah.
Well, of course, the Obamas make their home in Chicago, too, so it's kind of a homecoming for them. And they don't make a lot of appearances, especially Michelle Obama doesn't do that very often. So it was...
Exactly. That's a good point.
Yeah, and Obama made his point about crowd size and Trump's obsession with size and his hands in front of him motioning.
Pretty funny.
It was pretty good stuff.
Trumpian gesture he made, you know. Among journalists, there's an understanding you don't react to these political speeches the way the true believers in the crowds do. But I couldn't, despite myself, I had to chuckle out loud. He's a pretty good comedian.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Subtle stuff.
So what's on tap there today, Terry?
Well, headliner tonight will be Tim Walz. And, we've seen a lot of Tim Walz in the last couple of weeks, and I think this will be the first extended speech. These speeches tend to go about 45 minutes or so, these keynote addresses. So, it'll be interesting how he, sustains his, folksy appeal for that long. And I'm sure he's going to dive deep into some policy matters, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds great. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, and of course, Civic Media is there again. Todd Albaugh Show and Maggie Dawn and the Devils are there. You are there along with Catherine Lake, providing some coverage both inside the hall and around. I understand there were more protests, I think, yesterday or last night in downtown Chicago. Did you hear anything about that, Terry? Were you aware of that?
I am aware of that, and the protesters have promised to, make their presence known each day throughout the convention, so I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
I think there was some discussion after Milwaukee that perhaps they didn't do enough to make their point, so they're going to stay out there, and they're, going to make their presence known.
All right, Terry, well, thanks for that report. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. That's Terry Bell, our Civic Media News Director from Chicago.
Yep, reporting in. Fantastic stuff.
Let me mention something that the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on handcrafted, locally made mattresses. You can find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. Okay.
Yeah, it seems like a Republican thing where presidents like Nixon and Reagan tried to kill peace deals during an election time. Isn't it just amazing how this thing is happening?
Well, Nixon had a secret plan. Secret plan for Vietnam.
Johnson came up with a way to get out of Vietnam, and Nixon put the kibosh on that. And that didn't turn out.
Yeah, it didn't.
As he had planned.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reagan, of course, did the same thing with the Iranian hostages.
That's right, yeah. They were released
right after
he took the oath of office. Yep. Then
didn't want to give Carter credit.
Nope, not at all.
So now we have Trump stepping into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S., of course, has a negotiated ceasefire with Israel at this point, and Hamas is on board, supposedly. You had heard news that they may have bowed out somehow, but we haven't been able to confirm that yet.
It's not completely done. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, this was a quote from last night, time is of the essence, but he wrapped up his Mideast tour he wrapped up with an agreement between Israel and Hamas, but it's also still elusive. So, take your pick here. I mean, it says the agreement is elusive.
Yeah.
So it hasn't done, it's not a completely done deal.
Cue up 114 and we'll get to another part of the report that is just stunning, and it, you know, it's something we were just talking about, Nixon and Reagan. Let's check out what Trump is up to.
We know that Secretary of State Blinken is over there right now working with Netanyahu. The reporting is that former President Trump is on the phone with the Prime Minister of Israel, urging him not to cut a deal right now because that is, it's believed that would help the Harris campaign.
Okay, so now, that's getting right to the point.
Right.
Now, you would think that knowing that right out of the gate, the voters for Trump Vance would say, you know, that's not right. There's something wrong with that. Yeah. We want a ceasefire, right?
Of course. I mean,
they want a negotiated peace.
Yes.
Between Palestine and Israel. Why wouldn't they want that? Mm-hmm. But then, of course, you have the guy, Trump, their candidate, saying don't do it because it'll benefit one party.
Yeah.
This is just, my head explodes just trying to even put a handle on this.
Right. Yeah. You know, he's trying to, you know, get the advantage of saying, well, they couldn't do a deal. I could do a deal, you know, in a minute. No, he couldn't.
And of course, you know, he did the same thing with the border crossings.
Right.
They had a deal, negotiated deal, but he called and said, don't do this. It could benefit Biden at the time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
he's making it obvious. He's coming right out and saying, we don't want this political advantage to go to them.
Right.
That's not how you govern. That's not how you should do this, apparently, I think. I don't know. Well, Am I wrong on this?
No, you're not wrong at all. That's, you know, it's international, and the you know, U.S. is trying to broker this deal, and it's close to happening. It's, you know, all but done, except for, you know, signing the deal. Hamas did not come to the table this time.
Right.
But it's all... it's all right there, right in front of him. And Blinken said last night the deal needs to get done, and it needs to get done in the days ahead. So it's not a done deal yet, but it's close to it. It's as close as it can get.
Sounds like it was a done deal, and if this falls apart, we can thank Trump for making sure that Harris doesn't get credit for it.
Yeah, once again.
We're talking about people's lives here. My God, the border lives, Gaza.
Yeah.
And if you're meddling in international politics like this, I feel like it not even could be or should be, but is illegal, treasonous.
Yes.
That's if you're doing it on such a high profile level like this.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do
that. That's what I would think.
Right. Yeah. It is illegal.
What you would think, though, there's point to Reagan and Nixon saying, well, it wasn't illegal then.
Yeah, right.
It's been done before, so I can do the same thing. I don't know. It just seems insane.
Yeah,
it really does seem insane. Right. Hey, something else insane on Fox News.
Yeah.
Maria Bartiromo.
Oh, no.
She's crazy. She's nuts. And you know, I don't think I'm saying anything new here.
Yeah.
She had the wildest kind of racism. Theory that she had, and she presented this on the air. She was talking to who else but Ron Johnson.
Well, I
don't have any part of Ron in this thing, thank God. But she was talking to him about a theory that she has about immigrants in Texas. So let's check out 113 here.
Okay.
Because I know that I reported earlier and over the weekend that a friend had sent me a text this weekend telling me that they went to the DMV for a new license, and there were lines and lines of illegals all over the DMV office, the Department of Motor Vehicles. There was one in Weatherford, Texas, massive line of immigrants getting licensed. They had a tent outside and a table to register them to vote.
All right, so... that is what she said, but Sergeant William Lockridge, spokesperson for the Texas Department of Public Safety, told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that the account she related there was simply false and kind of racist. None of it is true, he said. Just because they aren't white doesn't mean they're illegal.
Right. Oh, boy.
Wow.
19 minutes past the hour. We're going to check in with Brittany Merlot on our weather for this week, and also Mike McCabe coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Are you curious about high grocery prices? Well, I have some news for you. A recent Federal Trade Commission report found that grocery chains like Kroger and companies like Amazon have made a lot of money since they raised prices during COVID. In fact, grocery store profits were higher in 2023 than any time in recent memory. It also turns out that prices and profits remain high even after the supply chain kinks got straightened out. So higher prices are not just supply chain drama like these retailers told us. It turns out they are making a lot of money. Well, here's a little good news. Some of them are feeling the pressure. They're lowering prices and getting the message that we won't bankroll them forever. For more money explainers, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
WMDX, getting on the good foot, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show. And let's go right to Brittany Merlot and find out what's going on in the weather.
Good morning, Brittany.
Can't ask for better weather than this. You said it was going to be a repeat of yesterday, and here we are.
Yes. Yeah,
looking good.
Yeah, we're just going to keep hitting repeat. Yep. Repeat, and then it'll be a hot Pete.
Oh, hot goodness. This weekend, yes. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's a good last fling for summer, though, right? Kids are going back to school. All the water parks are about to close. So at least it's making its appearance before everything closes.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that's right.
You know, I don't know. It's going to be about mid-80s by Saturday. We're looking at near 90 by Sunday, and that holds into Monday, plus the humidity really seeping in as well. So you can't get a shift from amazing, comfortable mid-70s today to the upper 80s without showers and thunderstorms, right? So when is that going to time out? I'm thinking for Madison, it'll be Friday night into early Saturday morning. We're going to see some chances of rain, and then it should wind down, and we'll just sit there in that heat and boil.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that sounds fun, yeah. Well, you know, the people that were lucky enough to get Dell's tickets from us, now they can make it to those parks during the hot weather.
Yeah. Yeah, they can enjoy the water parks. Of course, a lot of the Dells water parks are now indoors or outdoors. You can take your choice. But, yeah, it's all good. So we've got bright sunshine this morning and looking good through most of the rest of the day, I imagine. Just a few very light, high clouds. And that's going to be the case for the next several days, right?
Yeah, at least today, tomorrow, we're going to sit there right there in those mid-70s. Mm-hmm. Barely even moving because this high pressure is so strong right now. A few clouds will be increasing through Thursday night and into Friday, but otherwise, like I said, I think that rain's going to hold off until overnight Friday and into early Saturday morning, and then the heat. So it's a really calm, comfortable week up until then.
Mm-hmm. I know you come out with an email every once in a while, you know, keeping us up to date with other pieces of information and news. Do you have one out now that you can talk about?
So I'm talking about the high allergies going on far this summer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really kicking in around here. I can tell you that from personal experience. Boy.
Yeah, I think we're all struggling right now, and I'm just kind of diving into why this year is so bad.
Yeah.
And it's because, I don't know if you remember, we had a really mild winter, and our spring started extremely early. We got really warm really fast.
Right.
So our allergy season actually started earlier. So if it starts earlier, then we're going to see these trends early. So the ragweed is here a little bit earlier than normal. That's normally a fall kind of allergen.
Right.
And plus, you put the warming temperatures, climate change, and there's been studies done where they've taken pollen and stuff and put it into different, you know, compartments and things and seen what it does in different temperatures and different carbon monoxide and dioxide things. And they were coming back that it produces more and more pollen. As we're getting these rain, that bursts the pollen, plus we have more on top of it just because of our temperatures warming. So no wonder why this year is so bad when it comes
to
allergies.
Yeah, we've had so much rain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy stuff. All right, Brittany, we appreciate that report, and thank you for that.
What's the name of your newsletter?
Yeah, how do people get that?
You just go to WXCO Bull Falls Radio, and you could just see it right there. Actually, when you're on there, within 30 seconds, it'll pop up. Please sign up for our newsletter, and then you'll get that every week.
Excellent.
Very good.
It's a lot of fun to read.
Thank you, Brittany. We have to move along here. Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, reporting from Wausau this morning.
And coming up in a little while, Mike McCabe, will be talking to him about Phil Donahue. He did a little tribute at Substack, and we'll talk to him about that and his impressions of what's going on at the DNC. I mean, this is remarkable stuff. Even I'm a little excited about the whole DNC event.
Well, I know.
It's amazing.
And Mike actually met Phil Donahue at one point.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask him about that. Yeah. Find out more about that. And again, we still have the Upper Dells Boat Tour tickets available up for grabs. All you need to do to enter to win a pair of tickets is text us the word upper. That's upper, U-P-P-E-R, the word upper. And text that to 608-879-8255 or get on the Civic Media app. Which you can download for free, by the way, and go right to the text line there and text the word upper to us. Okay.
Well, one of the most impressive ads that ran during the DNC appeared recently, and it was an ad featuring a woman who went into septic shock after being denied an abortion because of Donald Trump.
Right.
And this, I want to play the audio of that ad. It's cut 112. And it's incredible, emotional. Check this out.
This is one of our willow boxes. This was the outfit that she was gonna maybe wear home from the hospital. There's her little... the blanket that she was in.
It's okay, I know.
For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it.
I was punished for 3 days having to wait for either my baby to die or me to die, or both. I was stuck in this horrific hell of both wanting to hear her heartbeat and also hoping I wouldn't.
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
I almost died because doctors were forced to follow Trump's abortion ban.
Kamala will protect a woman's right to choose.
We trust women to make decisions about their own body and not have their government tell them what to do.
I have so much faith in her.
And when Congress passes a law to restore reproductive freedoms as President of the United States, I will sign it into law.
We have to fight for Kamala Harris. Our rights, our freedoms, and frankly, our lives. Everything is on the line.
Just an amazing ad, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure
just,
is. Brings it home.
Emotional as heck.
Yep.
And, you know, the line of... of course, from Trump, Vance, is that we're not concerned about people's feelings, about people's welfare. We're only concerned about power and gaining power. A lot of projection there, obviously.
Well, they keep saying they want to give it back to the states. It's up to the states. Yeah. But you know that they want a national ban.
Right. They're going to do that instantly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's part of Project 2025, Agenda 47.
Yeah.
It's the whole shooting match.
Right.
Just an incredible ad, absolutely. I want to get down to something you brought in.
Mm-hmm. Which was what?
It is Kamala kicking down the door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She had some things to say.
Yeah, she did.
And some of the verbiage she used was, over the line. They had to bleep her.
Yes.
Right?
But it was good advice. Yes. Right? So should we check this out? This is cut 119.
Yeah.
You know, she gets unfiltered every once in a while.
She tells it like it is.
She tells it like it is. Right. I like talking that about her.
The glass ceiling, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's about. All right,
let's check it out.
Okay. She said, my mother would say to me, don't you ever let anybody tell you who you are. You tell them who you are. Don't ever carry as a personal burden your capacity to do whatever you dream and aspire to do based on other people's limited ability to see who can do what. This is part of what's involved, is that we have to know that sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open, sometimes they won't. And then you need to kick that f-ing door down.
That's it, right?
Kamala Harris.
Beautiful.
WMDX. Sweet. We've got Mike McCabe coming up next on the John and Gordy Show. Stay with us.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
It is apple picking season across the state of Wisconsin. Time to head out to our local orchards. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. When you arrive, you'll find plenty of apples, but you might also find a little something odd about those apples. What is it? Details on the way.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset Webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Amaya Otucci is our University Extension fruit specialist, and she said some apples in Wisconsin this year, because of the heat, picked up a little sunburn.
Basically, you know, sunburn in apples happens when the fruit is exposed to intense sunlight, especially when there's like really high temperatures and low humidity. So that results in this external damage to the fruit. You see this kind of like, you know, like basically like a sunburn. You see this like dark area in the fruit. And you can also see a little bit of damage right underneath the skin to the pulp of the fruit as well.
Amaya Otucci, University Extension fruit specialist, she said sunburn on apples in Wisconsin is actually a pretty big deal. Obviously, the apples get downgraded. Consumers don't necessarily want them, and that leads to economic losses.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And the wet weather we had this spring, coupled with lower commodity prices, have increased the call volume at the Wisconsin Farm Center. Karen Endres, who coordinates the Farmer Wellness Program, says she's issued 87% more vouchers this year than she did last. She said that's good news. It obviously means that farms are aware of their services. She says it's also an important number because it's up 104% as far as usage. She said that's also good news because it means the vouchers she's issuing are actually being used. Remember, the Farmer Wellness Program is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is 888-901-2558. 888-901-2558. And that's food news on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Pete Schwaba.
The Next Nightlight is only available to stream on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But that won't stop us. Comedian and TV host Mike Toomey joins the show, and Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. From the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
Stephanie Miller here, inviting you to listen to my show right after John and Gordy. It is like cleanup every morning here. A mess they make right here on Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX Madison.
I know. We have drop-ins all over the place.
Yeah.
Got to pick them up.
Yeah. Put them back where they belong.
That's right.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's 7:34 and 58 degrees. Kind of a cool start this morning. Mid-70s this afternoon, right around 74. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Time once again for a special guest on Wednesday mornings. Time I look forward to all the time. Mike McCabe from Substack and his blog there. And some great stuff again this week. You were on vacation, though. I want to catch up a little bit on what happened during vacation.
You went up north somewhere?
I did. I was up visiting friends and family in northeastern Wisconsin, places like St. Germain and Lake Tomahawk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And had a wonderful time, you know, communing with the eagles and and the loons. And
Really? That's not how you talk about your family? I see.
Yeah.
Is that you must have a lakefront property up there then, right?
No, I don't own property up there at all, but I do have family.
It's
a different pace of life up there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's enjoyable to unplug and get up there and just be out in the woods and on the lakes. And it's wonderful.
Very relaxing.
We had a cabin up there. My parents had one when they were alive. And it was one of the great times. My wife just loved going down the hill, the steep hill, down to the docks and just hanging out down there and listening to the loons.
Yeah.
There was some relaxing moments there. So,
you guys will be interested to know because all the news right now is coming out of Chicago or Milwaukee, places like that. And I have to say, what a difference a few weeks makes.
Oh, yes.
Just a few weeks ago, the best way I could describe what Democrats I know were feeling was dread.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now there's just this amazing and palpable excitement. But, you know, going up north is a chance to connect with people who are thinking a lot differently than the people in Chicago or Milwaukee. But the thing that strikes me is you talk to people up there, they don't really want to talk about Trump or the race. And I see a heck of a lot less visible evidence of support for Trump than I did in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Way fewer signs.
Yeah.
Way fewer signs. So you just get this sense when you're talking to people and just traveling around the area that his shtick has worn a little thin.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't see Democratic signs.
Yeah.
They're not real fond of Democrats up there, but boy, they are not feeling it the way they did in 2016. It's so visible. And I was traveling the state a lot in 2016.
Yeah.
And was up in the Green Bay area and even north of that a lot. The landscape was plastered with Trump signs. And
huge
signs. You don't see that.
Well, even in central Wisconsin, you get north of the Dells or north of La Crosse, and you would see signs in a lot of farm fields and a lot of barns, having it painted on their barns and
absolutely
that kind of thing. Not seeing that much in central either.
Yeah, you see some of it. Where I grew up is the more of the central part of the state, halfway between Eau Claire and Wausau.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right.
Yeah.
It was plastered
in
2016.
Yeah,
less in 2020, even less now.
Yeah. Well, there may be fewer signs, but what about them paying attention to the media at all? Because I always had the impression, and I thought this was true of what was happening with Trump, is that he was peaking way too early. He's been doing the same shtick since 2016, has not stopped campaigning ever, has rallies since he started campaigning, And I thought, you know, somebody's going to get tired of this message. It's over and over. It's the same darn thing. And he tells the same old stories over and over, and stories that are mindless.
Yep.
And no one really can figure out why he's telling the story over and over. But, you know, again, I think maybe he's peaked.
And the crowd sizes are a little bit less at some of these rallies.
I think he peaked a long time ago. Yeah. But
yes.
Yeah, you know, so if something bodes well for Democrats, that's it to me, is that enthusiasm in Republican parts of the country is just not what it was.
The uniqueness of it.
Yeah. It was funny. I heard an interview from an election official in a southern state who said that, you know, he wouldn't believe if Kamala Harris won the state. He wouldn't believe it and probably would not be inclined to certify the result because everybody he knows supports Trump. Mm-hmm. Everybody he talks to supports Trump. And the interviewer said, well, is there a chance that you only talk to people who think like you?
thank God somebody asked that question.
Yeah. But, you know, but I think living in Madison, you can fall into that trap as well. Sure. I remember in 2016, I wrote that I thought that Donald Trump may well win Wisconsin in 2016. Whole bunch of people thought I had lost my mind.
Right.
No way. It isn't going to happen.
Right.
My son was one of the people who thought, he was in high school at the time, and he said he only knew one person in high school, one classmate, who seemed to support Trump. And I said, well, but you know, you're going to a school in an inner city school in Madison, and you go outside of Madison, and it's a different world out there.
It is.
I think everybody sort of has a filter that is based on what they see and what they hear and who they're in touch with. Just like the election official down south.
Yeah.
And you get around Wisconsin and you see the diversity of political opinion in our state. But like I said, you know, what I'm sensing up north is not the same enthusiasm for Trump that you saw and heard in 2016. And like I said, boy, Democrats seem to be really anxious a few weeks ago, and now they're feeling great.
Well, how could you not feel great watching what happened last night? Kamala going to Fiserv Center in Milwaukee and packing it to the ceiling. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing to see that kind of crowd. At the same time, the DNC is taking place in Chicago, and that's packed. Just an amazing thing to watch. There is a tremendous amount of momentum here that even excites me. I've never seen anything quite like this, and I hate to fool myself. I hate to think, well, the people I talk to are all for, you know, the Democrats, but somehow this thing is caught on, and this wave doesn't seem to be declining in any way.
Yeah.
Not as far as I can see.
Well, you know, you got to figure that the Democrats will get a bounce in the polls after the convention. And then what'll happen is you'll get into September and October, and that's when it'll be a grind.
Mm-hmm. We have the debates coming up too.
Yeah, you know, and that's when it'll become a grind. Yep. And if Harris and Walz keep their wits about them, they're going to be sitting in good shape. And you kind of wonder, what is Trump going to say, or what is he going to put his finger on that is going to get him out of the doldrums? Right. You know, he's really struggling right now.
Well, I hope he uses the one where he says, they're communists. They're going for universal health care. And I keep thinking, yes, keep repeating that line over and over. Health care is like number one, almost number one on everybody's list, because, you know, there's a lot of problems. Everybody needs health care and everybody has bills to pay. Every time they have a health care problem, it's number one. And if you're going to say that everybody's a commie because they want coverage and they don't want debt, Go for it.
Yeah,
that's what I think. Well, let's talk about Phil Donahue, though. Yeah, you did a piece on Substack on Phil Donahue, and we all kind of grew up watching Phil Donahue, who set the standard for what we have now in media. Of course, it's changed dramatically. You know, it's morphed. But he really did set that standard originally. He bucked the trend. He bucked management. They wanted him to tone it down. Yep. Don't talk about war. Don't talk about this or that, and have these controversial guests on, like neo-Nazis. But he had them on. He got input from them. He got an input from the crowd. He got two sides of the story, three sides to the story. That was he was just a marvel to watch.
Yeah. First show of its kind.
Right.
He
ran out into the audience with the microphone.
He invented something brand new.
Yeah.
A single topic.
Right.
Often a single guest for a full hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And for the first time, he was out there in the audience goading the audience to participate, to ask questions, to make comments, to be a part of the show. There was no band playing. There was,
no.
It was
just Phil.
It was a talk show like none other. And of course, it created a format that was then copied dozens of times by others.
Yeah.
But he was the very first, and he invented something brand new. And you guys can relate to this. His first guest was the atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare.
Right, mm-hmm. Yes.
And she starts up ridiculing, condemning Christianity. The phones started ringing, and sponsors started canceling advertising. Of course, management had to be panicking.
Yeah,
right.
And Donahue didn't flinch. He kept right on. He had Nazis on the show. He had people, you know, showing videos of abortion and childbirth and vasectomies. And he's doing this in the morning. This is morning programming during the weekday.
Right.
And he did that kind of programming for 29 years.
Yeah, amazing.
You talked about the influence that he had on you.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you met him one time, right?
You're a farm kid watching this after milking. You had your breakfast, and you every day it was tune in to Donahue, right?
Yeah. You know, it had an amazing effect on me because, like I wrote in the piece, we got up at 5 a.m. and headed to the barn, and we did the milking, and that took about 3 hours, and we had chores to do, and breakfast would wait until we got all that work done.
Right.
And so we would come in kind of mid-morning and have a hearty farm breakfast, and that's when Donahue was airing on the local TV station in our area. And so every weekday morning, I was eating and watching Donahue. And it had an amazing effect on this small farm kid who was living out in the middle of nowhere, and he brought the world to me.
Yeah.
And he made me a citizen of the world, or at least certainly helped make me a citizen of the world. And I think affected the way I looked at life and affected life choices. And I can't be the only one. There must have been a whole bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. I think we're all from that.
So he had an amazing impact on people.
You got a chance to talk to him about it.
Yeah, how did you meet him?
Many years later, well into adulthood, I was running the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and was at a media reform conference in St. Louis, and he spoke there. But I had a chance to talk with him for 5 or 10 minutes, just one-on-one a little bit later, And I tried my best to tell him what the show had meant to me and probably didn't say it as well as I said it in my article the other day, but I tried. You know, he was very gracious was curious about me and my background, and I didn't want to talk about me or my background. I just wanted to talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
That was a true honor to be able to meet him. I did see him speak one time in Baraboo at Fighting Bob Fest many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the first time I had seen him live, but I didn't get to talk to him then and didn't actually meet him.
When he was at Bob Fest, did he talk about the standard that he set?
You know, he was talking about what his shows were always about.
Yeah.
American life and what was going on in our country at that particular moment. So he didn't talk a lot about his own impact on television and on our country. And, you know, I saw an interview that Oprah did with him. And of course, Donahue was really sort of overtaken by Oprah eventually.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oprah took his format and took it to new heights and sort of overtook him. And in a way, drove him out of business. What was fascinating to me was he was so gracious and spoke so glowingly of Oprah, and she, you know, a lesser man would have seen her as a competitor,
a threat.
Think of how Trump would have treated her.
Oh, absolutely!
Wow, good stuff there.
Yeah.
It's 7:49. Mike, stay with us, if you could, for a few more minutes. And we're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show with Mike McCabe. Coming right back after this on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show, with our guest Mike McCabe from Substack. We're talking about Phil Donahue, and we mentioned just at the end, and maybe just during the commercial, that he took phone calls. And, you know, that actually...
That was also groundbreaking.
That was groundbreaking, too. I think that really affected radio tremendously.
Yeah. He said, is the caller there? Yeah. Like you were mentioning. Yeah, he brought it all to people, and they responded. You know, people in the audience at first, I think they were like, what, you want us to ask questions? You want us to be involved in the discussion? And he would run all over the audience with that wired microphone that he had back then.
He was up against The Price is Right and all these kind of
game shows.
The network must have thought this guy is nuts.
Well, it started out as a syndicated show, I think, out of Dayton, Ohio.
He started out of Dayton, Ohio, moved it to Chicago eventually New York.
Yeah.
It became, I think, the most syndicated morning talk show ever.
Took off, yeah.
It did.
No question. Yeah.
A little sympathy, of course, for Marlo Thomas. This is a tremendous loss for her. Tremendous loss for all of us, having lost touch with Phil Donahue over these many years. I wish, you know, he could have been out there still and we could have still learned something from him, you know. Great talent and set the standard for everybody in talk radio and on talk TV. Mm-hmm. Just an amazing thing. I wanted to kind of get your input. You know, you were running for governor and you've, you know, done an awful lot, and you watch what happened in Wisconsin during the Scott Walker administration. And right now we've got something called the BRT, the Bus Rapid Transit. And I was reading a little bit about this. I'm wondering if you have any impressions at all on this, because we were talking about rail, commuter rail at a time in this state. And because the Walker administration made that their small issue that appealed to their voters, they didn't realize the impact that commuter rail could have had on cities throughout the Wisconsin area, through the Chicago-Milwaukee area. We're feeling the effects now, these many years later. We're feeling the effects. We've got BRT, but it could have been transit. Rail transit, and they had a route from Mazomanie through Madison to Sun Prairie. That would have been a great connection. They were thinking about massively building up the area from Milwaukee, Kenosha, Racine down to Chicago, and creating a hub.
Yeah,
all of these things would have been so fantastically, put in place. And caused so much, created so much business and so much commuting that it's amazing now we have to spend so much money on BRT when it could have been something else. Any impressions on that?
Well, my fingers are crossed for BRT, and hopefully it'll work.
Absolutely,
hopefully
yes,
it'll work. Hopefully it'll be popular. Hopefully it will be an advance for the city of Madison. But yeah, you know, during the Walker years, of course, one of the tragedies that happened was Wisconsin turning down all that federal money that could have been used for a Milwaukee to Madison rail line, which could have become part of Chicago to the Twin Cities rail service. And maybe Amtrak will get us there eventually. But that was a huge mistake for Wisconsin. But, you know, a lesser known mistake that was made during the Walker years was legislation that did away with regional transit authorities.
Yeah, the regional transit authority. That would have been the thing.
It banned regional transit authorities. Yeah. So when you talk about something that would go from Mazamani to Sun Prairie, there should be transportation going from Green Bay to Fond du Lac.
Right,
yeah,
And that requires regional cooperation. It requires communities to sit down together and sort out how they're going to deal with transportation. Yeah. And during the Walker years, Republicans banned regional transit authorities in Wisconsin, which seems to me to just have been folly. To tell local communities you can't work together on transportation.
Right. Yeah.
You literally can't work together. And we should be doing the exact opposite. We should be promoting cooperation and planning between communities, between counties, so that we get people's transportation needs met in the most sensible way possible.
This is where politics took over.
It didn't
serve people. It served their political agenda, and their political agenda is still the same. It is that they don't want to distribute any taxpayer money to anyone to help them, because that's a handout. And then people get used to the handout, and then the government has to keep funding it. And that's their rule. They can't start anything up like that. And because the regional transit authorities could raise taxes on their own without approval from the legislature, they just found that to be repugnant. They couldn't handle that. And so they did away with the regional planning authorities, which is just outrageous.
And that was just one of those many assaults on local control.
Yes.
To me, it's not every decision has to be made by the state legislature.
Right.
You can have local elected officials who are directly accountable to the voters in their communities. And if they do something that their local voters don't like, they'll be voted out of office.
Exactly.
That's the way it should work.
There's that local accountability. And give those people authority. Give those people the ability to make decisions that are in the best interests of the communities they serve. And to do a power play that says, nope, you're not going to get to make any decisions. We're going to make them all here in Madison at the state capitol. That's not only folly, but it doesn't even remotely resemble the Republican Party I once knew. Republicans used to worship at the altar of local control.
Government.
Yes.
They didn't want the state meddling in everybody's affairs all the time. They wanted local officials to be able to make some decisions. And today's Republicans want to consolidate power rather than allow people to exercise it in local communities.
Well, one of the biggest example were the Republicans in Minnesota who wanted to continue the discussions about high-speed rail, but then the Republicans in Minnesota gave it up, because they knew that Wisconsin would not go along with any plan that they even had to put high-speed rail in from Minneapolis to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Mike, always great to have you here.
Yeah.
See you next Wednesday.
All right.
Appreciate it. You can reach
it's a date.
Me. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Mike McCabe. And you can find his work on Substack. That's going to do it for us. One more reminder, the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress in Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them in Madison's East or West Sides or online at verlo.com. Tomorrow, we'll talk to Tiffany Schultz from the Better Business Bureau and find out about high tech happy hour. That's it for John and Gordy. Have a great day.
All right. See you later.
So long.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we continue our coverage live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Trigvi Olsen, the Lincoln Project, is here, along with Bill McCutcheon. We'll break it on down for you. Join us.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
a strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.